the towns in all the world.
You're listening to Drinks, Jokes, and Storytelling.
A martini, shaken, not stirred.
Don't try and church it up, son.
You can't handle the truth.
I am big. The picture got small.
Your first one's on us.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to and watching Drinks, Jokes, and Storytelling. I'm your host, Mark Rigadon. You know what? I always say I'm your host. I'm one of the hosts. And with me, as always, our other host,
Richie Byrne. You know, I had a friend who complained about that once back when
I remember you saying, and it's like,
yeah, he was like, why is he? He's not the host, you both. And I'm like, all right, I never even gave a shit. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, it's you know just.
We get paid the same.
Exactly. Exactly. How do I look? You look good, man. That camera's really doing it. You're looking good.
Yeah. New camera, new. I got a mic.
Yeah.
Joe looks like shit now because I got him from him.
You stole his shit.
You know what? I should have cleaned this stuff off if it was in Joel's house.
Oh,
not because it's Corona, but you never know what could be on this mic.
If Joel pops out here and yells at you, I'll love it.
Be awesome. Be awesome. Are you supposed to do something before you're supposed to be looking down and telling everyone to come watch us or something?
Richie, it's good to see you, man. How was your weekend?
It was good. It was good. I watched a lot of TV. I've been watching. I don't know if you know about it. ESPN's doing this 10-part series on Michael Jordan.
A lot of people are talking about it. Yeah,
it's
watched
good.
People are getting pissed off because of the LeBron James, Michael Jordan, who's the greatest of all time.
Yeah.
And Kobe Bryant, and everybody's just angry. Yeah. It's like there can't be more than one amazing athlete in
the
sport.
Meanwhile, it could have been Oscar Robertson or Will Chamberlain. I mean, like, you know what I mean? I'm not a big fan of that. Who's the best? You know, whatever you're in, like, do you just listen to one band? No, right?
Yeah.
You know,
who's the best that night? That's what I'm worried about.
Yeah, what am I in the mood for? What, you know, who's having a great game? Whatever. So, what did you do? Did you do anything this weekend?
A lot of hanging with the boys. Are you done?
Are you fed up? People are starting to get fed up.
No, it's funny. I think they're starting to settle in to understanding the routine more. Like, we went out and we got them tadpoles. Eggs that turned into tadpoles and now
tattoos.
Yeah, we got matching tattoos. It's sweet. But the tadpoles are about to start growing their legs, so the kids are all excited. We bought these caterpillar nests, and then they turn into cocoons. They just hatch. They're butterflies.
Cool. Wow!
And so we're gonna go release those tomorrow.
You're like Nature Boy.
Yeah, we're doing a lot of little projects, a lot of little science and nature projects, and we're trying to keep them, you know, on a learning track and
cool. Having
fun doing it. I've watched. The only thing I'm fed up with is I can't watch any more of their shows.
The kids' shows. Because
I can't watch what I want during the day. I have to watch what they want, you know, because I can't be watching, like, you know. Dexter or something with the kids.
I'm so glad
next
I don't have to deal with that, bro. That would make me crazy. Hey, so it's Monday.
It's Monday. It's Corona Monday.
Corona Monday, baby. We got some great guests today, man.
We're not going to disappoint, but we are going to be a little more lighthearted and a little more fun tonight.
Hello, Melinda.
Than our others.
Yes. Yeah. We have entertainers on tonight.
We got three entertainers.
Three entertainers.
Or as they say on the cruise ships, we have three guest entertainers here for the evening. That is kind of the theme today, right?
Yeah, we're going to talk to the great comic Tom Briscoe, who's been a guest on the show before, one of our favorites. And it's a cruise ship theme. So we're going to talk about the cruise ship situation a little bit. And Tom
how's
Briscoe's
the industry going to go? And
Yeah, and how it's going. And then two friends of mine, Rick Burr and Josette, from Touch of Magic, who I worked with so many times on the cruise ships. And they're going to come out and talk a little and then maybe give us a couple of tricks. So I'm really thrilled. I'm really excited.
Wow, that'll be fun.
Yeah, I've seen Rick. This guy, you can't catch this guy off guard, man. Like, I've seen him. We're out at dinner or whatever, and someone will go, do a trick. And he has this amazing trick. You're like,
he's already ready.
Yeah, right. It's amazing. But because it's Monday, we're going to do something we've been doing on every Monday starting last week.
Yes. So it's been very consistent.
It was so popular last week that we're going to do another one this week. And this is something I've been doing on Facebook. I've been making up little snippets talking about different celebrities that I met in weird situations or whatever, or light situations. Not like, I hung out with this guy, we got drunk. These are just situations I was in. And we've been airing them on Facebook, and we're going to bring them to you every Monday. And this is, I think, a Sopranos one this week, my appearance on The Sopranos.
Nice. And
it's a little thing we call dropping names.
Dropping names.
I did the big three in the mid-2000s, Sopranos, Sex and the City, and Law and Order. I was on all three. And it's funny, I'm proud to say, I did Law and Order, I didn't get arrested. I did Sex and the City, I didn't get laid. I did The Sopranos, I didn't get whacked. I think I'm the only actor who can say that in New York. Sopranos, the only show that did this, they had a whole reading of the whole entire episode. So everybody had to be there. And it was in this big rehearsal studio in Queens. It was huge, it was like a hangar. And you walk in, and there's every actor from The Sopranos. You know, it's like, holy crap, you know, there's Paulie Walnuts, and there's Sharippa and everybody. And they just say, take a seat, you sit, and everybody's got their scripts. And we're waiting, we're supposed to start. I remember it was 3 o'clock, we're supposed to start at 3 o'clock. And we're waiting, and it's like 3:20. And somebody says, what are we waiting on? And the director goes, Jimmy's not here. And I realized he meant Gandolfini. It didn't even dawn on me. I'm like, oh, yeah, Gandolfini's not here. So we wait a few more minutes. He was in wardrobe or something. And then in walks Gandolfini. He was a big dude. He was like, and you could see they all revered him. So there's only one seat open, and it was next to me. So Gandolfini comes over. He walks up. He was such a big, I remember he seemed larger than life, right? He walks up, and he looks at me, and he goes, who are you? And I knew he meant what part did I play. I don't know why. I knew not to go, I'm Richie Byrne, I'm a big fan. I just knew that's not what he meant. You know, who are you? And I said, I'm the referee at the soccer game. And he goes, oh, that's a good part. And I go, you want to switch? And he just stares dead at me. He doesn't laugh, nothing. He goes, you a comedian? And I go, yeah. He goes, we have a lot of comedians on the show. And I go, oh, yeah? And he goes, yeah. And that was it. He just sat down. I didn't talk to him again for the rest of the day.
Yeah. We were like this, me and Gandolfini. Like,
yeah, you guys are tight as tight as could be.
Makes me think of him and I get sad. All the good times. All the good times. So we got everybody. Brian Flammer. What's up, Brian Flammer?
We got Brian in the house.
Christy Ann, as usual. What are you drinking? What are you guys drinking tonight? What are you drinking tonight, Marcus?
I am actually, I don't have a drink on me.
Oh, God.
I have a slight hangover from yesterday. Yes. Not nearly as bad as it was the other day, but last night I decided to watch, Something About Mary after the kids went to bed. And it reminded me of being in high school. I just started chugging beers as I was watching it, laughing. I was having the time of my life. And then this morning I had to wake up at the crack of dawn because the kids were being crazy.
Right.
So it was like, ugh. So going drinkless. What do you got there, sir?
Scotch on the rocks, my Johnny Black, my go-to.
Nice. You love a good Johnny Rock.
Yeah.
Johnny Rocks.
Yeah.
So it looks like we are going to go with the original plan. Tom is in the building.
Oh, good. Oh, great.
Oh, never mind. Richie, bring out your friends. We got special guests.
That's fun. We're having technical difficulties. For the first time since we've really done the video thing, we're having problems with one of the guests, and that's Tom. So hopefully he'll come on later. We're going to open, we're going to bring them right out now. These are two of my dearest friends in the world who I haven't seen in 10 years, but I love them. You know, they're the kind of friends you just pick up where you left off.
Yeah, those are the best friends, man.
And I met them on a cruise. They were the magician, the magic act, and I was the comic, and they befriended me, and we've been friends ever since. I love them to get to death. Give it up. Touch of Magic. Rick Burr and Joe Zek. Come on, let them hear it.
Yeah. Yeah. In the house.
From L.A. Hello.
Yeah.
How are you?
Hey. It's so good to see you guys. And Richie, your thing says Scorps.
I did that for you. I did that for you.
Yeah.
Rick's a big Scorpions fan, Mark.
Oh, no way.
Not the band, the bug. He loves the bug.
And it goes way back before sports, even, right?
Yeah. Well, it's so good to see you guys, man. Has this coronavirus just been crazy, right?
Yeah. It's been, I mean, you guys are getting hit like we are in New York, right? I mean, I don't think you guys are as bad as us.
No.
Yeah, I think not nearly as bad as you guys. God bless you guys, man. It came down on you like a ton of bricks, yeah?
I mean, I've said it before on the show, but I went from losing my work at Dr. Oz's show.
Right.
They weren't going to do an audience. And I'm like, well, at least I still have comedy. And then comedy, they were like, that weekend, they were like, nah, no more comedy. And I'm like, shit, I may have to get a bartending job. They're like, yeah, no more bars. I'm like, that's all I know how to do. That's it. I'm done.
That's right. Richie, I so feel your pain, man. It's the same thing for us.
Yeah.
I always thought if we lost all the cruise ships and we couldn't do the big shows for whatever reason, if there was ever desperate times, I would just go back to my roots and start performing at restaurants again.
Like bars, no restaurants, no bars.
Rick, you're not supposed to make the audience disappear.
Well,
he already messed with the technical, I guess, over there, so he can go first.
So then I started thinking about it, and I'm like, okay, what about, hey, pick a card, and then have everybody go, oh, hell no, I ain't touching that. What the heck?
Yeah, Corona cards.
You have to fan it out and cough into the cards. Pick one.
Yeah. What about that? When Rick, you pull things out of your mouth. Like,
right?
Wrap it around the kid's head. So bad.
Yeah. So tell us the story. What happened with you guys? What was your story? It's every entertainer has a story, but with you guys.
We should be in the vaulting right now.
Yeah. Okay, I'm sorry. What? Don't tell you the story? Okay.
You guys have been working on cruise ships for 30 years.
Yes.
And all of a sudden, bang, they're gone.
Yeah, so actually it was kind of a slow roll because a few years back we were headlining at the Magic Castle here in Hollywood. And a couple of weeks after that, we went to Hong Kong for a 3-month contract, right? And we ended up not coming home for 14 months.
Wow, I remember that.
Yeah.
And then, that was hard.
And then we came home for 5 weeks. We went back out for another year. We came home for 5 weeks. And we went back out for another year.
Wow. Think about that, Mark. A year.
Right.
I have to say I love Disney because they're 1 week on, 1 week off.
For sure.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
I wouldn't have what you guys have to be able to stay out there. I couldn't do it.
It was a mindset, definitely. Just like this is, it's a mindset. And cabin fever is real, and Hotel California cabin fever is real.
So Mark. Richie, right before they offer us the fourth year, both Joe and I are looking at each other going, too much of a good thing is still too much of a good thing.
Right.
And so right before they offered us that, we got contacted by producers out of Finland and Stockholm, Sweden, who we'd worked with before, and they offered us back to normal. Runs, all right? So that's what we've been doing for the past couple of years.
Plus my mom was sick, so we had to redesign our life so I could spend more time with my mama, you know, because she had cancer and has cancer. So we changed our lifestyle, you know, so we can have the time we need here at in California and up in Oregon.
So we get back, we do a couple of years of runs in Finland. Everything is really rocking good. And last year, our contract is booked. We're ready to go. We're 2 days from leaving. And Josette does her physical. And the doctor asks us to come back in for the, you know, just to report on the physical. We were this close to going, okay, just give us a call. You know, we don't got time for this. Mm-hmm. And the doctor, it was a colonoscopy. The doctor goes, the polyp you removed is cancerous. You need colon surgery.
Oh my God.
No.
Guys, remember that? Remember Breaking Bad when they're telling the guy at the beginning on the TV show Breaking Bad? And he goes into that tunnel vision. Yeah.
And just everything's so over there. And you're like way back here looking in. And you're like, no, that's not possible. That's impossible. It's not possible. It's real.
Yeah. So we had all of our equipment
in the living room.
We were flying in 2 days.
So you guys are leaving in 2 days. You're leaving. This is what, 2 years ago?
This was last year.
Last year, right.
Oh man,
right. And so now you have to have surgery.
Yeah. So
September, I had the surgery. Go ahead.
No. So
wait. We got to have 1 second about the cruise ship because it's the first time in all of history we've ever had to cancel a show.
We've never.
I mean, we'll do it if we have diarrhea. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
The first time we ever had to cancel because I had to go get the surgery.
And actually, remember that one guy? Oh, no.
Yeah,
no,
we did. I know. The whole
Okay. So we've never, and I got to tell you, the cruise company was wonderful. They said, don't worry about anything. We love Josette. Whatever she needs to do, take care of it. So.
Well, they also wanted the paperwork to prove that it really was true, you know.
Yeah. But
who was the company?
Is Viking Ferries.
Good. No, we should give them a plug since.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You always see a bar of cruise ships, you know.
Viking through TWA Productions. Thank you, guys. They were lifesavers.
They were.
That's awesome.
So Josette, unbelievable bravery. She goes through the surgery. We go through all the healing. We get rescheduled for this year, and now we've got months and months and months with very little work, a little bit here, a little bit there, but we know we got Finland.
So we're supposed to leave April 1st.
And we're supposed to leave April 1st. And then?
Nope.
A global pandemic.
Yeah. For April 1st. This is another funny story, is like, it's magic. Big thing, Rick's dream. He's always wanted to do It's Magic. He finally gets asked to do It's Magic because we're around, we're in town. So we're supposed to do it March 14th. Well, his birthday was March 5th. So March 10th, we threw this big party, this big surprise birthday party for him. Even though we heard on the news, you know, about,
happy birthday, buddy.
You know, that things were getting bad, and he goes, stop up, blah, blah, blah. People are taking toilet paper, whatever. So we threw this big surprise party. Then that was a Monday. On that Saturday, we were supposed to do It's Magic. I think the next day, on Tuesday, they canceled it. And we're like, oh, shit. This is really serious.
This is real.
Yeah, this is really serious. So it was just like a snowball of cancellations. Then we got canceled for a two-month cruise with the Viking Cruise Line. And I asked Rick what the hell he wished for when he blew out those candles on his face. But honestly, I think we threw one of the last parties around.
Yeah.
There hasn't been one after that.
Yeah.
So, we were crossing our fingers over 2 weeks hoping that nobody got sick from that party. And everybody was clean, thank God.
For 2 weeks after the party, I'm like, how are you feeling today?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I bet.
Yeah. Continue to get worse and worse. And man, I'm shopping. I've never had so many food and toiletries in my house ever. I've never cooked so much either. I'm putting on cooking if I don't eat out.
I was so prepared for this epidemic, for this, that I gained 15 pounds before we went into
in preparation.
Yeah, just prepping.
Good. Everything that's not perishable is like it's like beans and rice and pasta, and that's what we're eating.
Gosh.
The mountain scotch. There you go. I got a bottle of that.
Richie, but all of this is, you know, we still got our friends, we still got our family. Josette's health is back up and rocking.
Thank God, Josette.
Her mom's got health challenges right now, but she's hanging in. And it's tough on everybody. So I'm not, you know, we just got to get through this together.
That's right.
And all do it, all be smart. Josette,
I started doing this, so I'll have self-work.
Nice.
Yeah. I made a whole bunch of
got a bunch of them. If you guys need any, Richie, you get a hold of me.
I do need a mask, Josette.
Yeah.
I've made so many of these. I will send you some.
All right. Thank you. Because Josette, you make all your own costumes, right, Josette?
Yeah.
Do we have any? What do we have? We have a clip. I think I was supposed to show a clip, and I didn't. Let's see a clip of them, and then we'll come back, and Rick can do us a trick.
Okay.
Go.
That is wild, man.
Now, you know what? That would have looked better if we put that up before we brought you out. But I.
We gave you no street cred.
It's 38 minutes long.
You know what happened? We lost the other guest, so we're just going to run your whole video and make a you and I were talking yesterday about what you're going to do now, and you're starting to work on doing things online, right?
Yeah, well, you know, like everybody else, we got to survive. So that learning curve for the online meetings producing shows that companies can use to reconnect with their clients during this challenging time. And they're looking for content. So you remember, Richie, about 2015, the Discovery Channel came and did a complete revamp on our backyard.
Yeah. They got this cool backyard, Mark. Joey, bang up some pictures. This is their backyard.
It's a magic
mantra. Oh my God.
Hey, wait. Yeah. The Lorna dude's there.
There you go.
Oh my God! You guys have to throw the craziest parties.
We do.
It would be. You should invite me over. I could make six beers disappear.
Hey, Mark, did you see that castle?
Yeah.
That's my barbecue.
Oh my God.
Yeah, well, I remember. I remember going over there, and we stayed with them, Mark, one summer for a couple of a week or so. And they threw this big party, and all of these magicians showed up. And it was so cool because they were talking shop all night, and it was so cool to listen to. Like, different tricks. Here's my spin on this. Here's what I do. It was so, and who came up with something new? I got to see that. Holy shit. That was one of the best parties I've ever been to, man.
Yeah.
I wish you were there, man. For sure.
Yes.
I have to say, one of my favorite things, I have a couple friends who are magicians, and one of my favorite things is hanging out with them and hearing them talk with other magicians.
Yeah.
And just the patter you guys have about, you know, tricks, and then watching them do a trick, and then the, I don't know, I also love Penn and Teller Fool Us.
Yeah.
I don't know a single thing about magic. I don't know how to do I can barely shuffle a deck of cards, but I love when he gives away what the secret is without giving it away. Right. And you know, every magician at home goes, "Ah, he got him." Like, I love hearing that back and forth between magicians. It's so cool.
Rick, I remember you do a trick.
What?
You do a trick. And then you show how it's done, and it's all Josette, because you, with Josette goes. Do you remember what I'm talking about?
I don't know which one, but it's always me.
What'd you say?
Then it's always me making him look good.
Yeah, it's always Josette making you look good. You had a trip where you see Josette and how she makes it from one box to the next box, and it was very cool.
Oh, right. But then there's the twist at the end, always.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you have any tricks you can do now? You got anything you can do quick here?
Yeah. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna use our backyard to start doing these videos. Okay. Wait.
What the hell just?
Okay, I wasn't sure whether you could. Let me move on. All right. My video looks a little glitchy.
Yeah.
Okay. There's a corner roll. $2 silver.
What the hell?
Right there.
He hit it behind his name. He hit it behind his name. That blue box.
Look. Richie, this is for you, bro.
Okay. Thank you. I'll take it. That's more money the government's giving me.
Exactly. This is a magician stimulus trick, okay? All right. It's $1. If I was doing this East Coast, we were hanging out with you guys, I would have borrowed it from you. Okay? All it is because it's a dollar bill. And I want to make sure everybody can see I'm not coming off when I do this. Hands are empty. Check it out. I'm going to fold the dollar in half, fold it in half again, fold it in half one more time. It never leaves your sight. You see it? It's right there. But watch, because it will change. And now that $1 bill is no longer a one. It's my stimulus package.
Yo, Richard, we got to get you a job working for the government so we could actually make some money.
Yeah. Donald Trump called. He wants to know how you did that.
Yeah. That's funny. He was returning my call because he wanted to know why I wanted all of my stimulus package in $1 bills.
So that, what do you think, Rick? So you, how long were you guys contracted for when you got cut off?
Okay, last year with Josette's thing, we were supposed to go out for 3 months.
Right.
That got off, but they rebooked us. We were going to go in April for 2 months. Right?
Right.
That canceled. And now, you and I, we were talking, Richie, now we're supposed to go August 10th for 3 months.
Oh, okay.
But that's, you know, we're waiting for
that. The world open.
We're waiting for that shoe to drop.
Yeah, yeah. Because it's funny, Mark, the Zandam was one of the ships that got stuck at sea.
Oh, it no.
Didn't dock anywhere. I met Rick and Josette on that ship.
You're the reason.
I met them on the Zandam.
It was you, Richie.
It was me. Believe me, there were a lot of diseases that summer.
I didn't know gonorrhea could keep a ship out of the port.
Richard, we did that in Zandam, but remember NCL Spirit with all the rock bands and everything?
Yeah.
Josette and I look at that as some of the funnest cruises.
Yeah, ever. Mark. What was the cruise ship, the cruiser?
Monsters of Rock.
Darren Wyman.
So, Mark. Check it out. This guy, he was a guitarist, this cruise director, right? And, you know, there's always those bands on the ships, like the Filipino bands.
Yeah.
They're technically great, but they don't understand anything about attitude in music. They're just playing the notes. So this guy got one of the bands, and he was just rocking. He was a really good guitarist, and he, like, beat them down. He was like, you're going to learn how to feel the music. Right? And he got this band killing it, Mark. They were so good.
Wow.
So they started doing, what was it, Thursday night? Like rock night. It was
rock night. Remember?
And it was like every Thursday. And Darren and the band would go up for like 2-3 hours and just play cool classic rock. And
that's awesome.
And then I started getting up and singing with them. So, but this is how screwed up they can be. Nobody else had rock night on the other lines, the other ships. So they made them stop doing it because it was so successful.
Yeah, remember we were the highest rated ship in the fleet going out of New York, right?
Right.
And every time Darren would get an email from the company going, please stop, Phil, can you just obey? He'd go, oh, hell no.
People would go, we want to get on the rock ship. We want to get on the rock ship.
And the revenues were so good for him. I mean, the revenues were so great. We'd have a fight every night.
remember the toga parties?
Yeah.
The toga parties.
And white night parties.
Yeah, the last night of the cruise, he threw toga parties. And Mark, you could look over the railing when we docked the next morning, and there'd be guests, passengers getting off the ship still in parties.
That sounds like a great time, man.
Still wearing the bed sheets from the night before.
Then they weren't their bed sheets. They were wearing somebody else's bed sheet.
And every week, Darren would get an email from housekeeping going, can you please not do a toga party anymore? We do not have time to wash so many sheets in one day.
Darren would go,
okay, let me see what I can do. And then the next week,
toga party. Well, you guys were great. Thank you for coming out here and doing this. Hopefully in August, you'll be back on the ships. But how can someone contact you if they want you to do something online?
That'd be great. Richard Burr at Facebook, Touch of Magic at Facebook.com, touch of magic.com, www. thetouchofmagic.com. You can do a search for Richard Byrne Josette and find our YouTube channel and everything. Okay. And that'll directly contact us.
Yeah, because I think it's something people would really like, you know, especially if you have kids.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing, because it's a little like you on the East Coast, Richie. You guys, you know so many comics. We have a stable of some of the finest magicians in the world. So we can design and create content. The other day, I watched a buddy of mine do one, and it was a realty company, hired him to have three magicians, and all they did was go, hey, we know we're all stuck at home together. This realty company created this show for all of you. And they had 75 families, clients, log on for the kids to watch the magic. And I was thinking, hey, that's a pretty good idea. You know, and we got the set in the back door. We're ready to go.
Mark's got two kids. Maybe he can hire you.
I've been doing these shows with a magician, a guy, I don't know if you guys know him, Denny Corby. He's out of Pennsylvania. He's a great guy.
Yeah.
Eric Jones, it's really cool, and they needed a clean comic to open some of their shows, so I've been lucky. And I've been trying to do the shows with them. But it's such a good idea, and it's such a beautiful thing for you guys to entertain. I mean, kids, I have two kids, they're dying for something new to watch.
Yeah.
So to actually have some interaction with their person they're watching is magical to them.
Yeah. And you know,
no pun intended.
You know what's cool, Mark, is we're all really creative people. And that old saying, desperation creates inspiration. Whoa! Right.
Now, why do you think we're doing this 5 nights a week, Rick?
I get it.
Well, you guys were great. Stay healthy, Josette. I'm glad you're doing all right. I gotta get out there when we lift the quarantine. I want to come out and see you guys. I love you both very much.
Love you too.
You're welcome, Cindy.
You're welcome to come back to the backyard anytime you want. I love you.
I love you too. All right, thanks, guys. So Mark,
what a great couple, man.
They're the best. They're the best couple. You never met two more in love people in your life. They are so much fun to be around. She's incredibly loud and never shuts up. And when she and I get together, I mean, dogs run because we're so fucking loud.
Is she from the island?
No. I don't know the island. I thought you meant Jamaica.
Oh my God!
So what do you got here? We got some.
So
we're going old school here. We're gonna get out early.
Yeah, we're gonna go back to our normal times. But before we go, I want to watch this. I did a sketch. This was a while ago. I mean, this was when I was first experimenting with cameras, with cell phone cameras. And we did a little sketch, and we decided to make it a car commercial. So if you drive a Mercedes, I apologize. Ladies and gentlemen, here's a nice little sketch inside the mind of Ronnie Rigadonna. Mercedes, cause your shit don't stink.
why Ronnie?
That was my brother and I actually came up with that idea one day. We were just sitting around bullshit, and then we went, well, let's go shoot it. And I did it with my buddy Dustin Serban. So we decided to shoot it and see how it came out. And
Brilliant.
I only do high art, Richie. I don't know if you know this.
I'm doing my first show on
tomorrow. Doing a Zoom show tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm nervous.
You're gonna have a lot of fun. I think we're on together. It's gonna be a lot of fun. I'm super stoked. Yeah, I think we're on together. And dude, we're gonna have a ball. And if we're not on the same show, it's gonna be awkward. But like, you do warm up, you know how it is. Like, it's a different animal opening for a band. It's a different animal. It's not nightclub stand up. And that's as long as you have that in your head, it's a lot of fun.
Right. Do you have a joke? We need a joke to go out on. We didn't do our joke today.
Oh boy, I didn't. Let me see. Right. I think I got. You got one on you?
I do, but you came without a drink. You should bring a joke, you bastard.
All right, fine. This one is for the ladies. This is for the ladies, since I did a fart.
Yes.
Sketch. I did a sketch for the fellas. This will be for the ladies. A man is walking across a field. He comes to a raging river. The river's, it looks horrible. White water just splashing all over. The man looks up at heaven and he goes, oh, dear Lord, please give me the strength to cross this river. I need the strength to cross this river. The Lord shows up and he goes, I'm not going to give you the strength to cross this river. However, I am going to turn you into a woman. He goes, why would you do that? And he goes, because if you're a woman, you would have saw the sign up there that said there's a bridge just up the block. That was for the ladies.
That'll get us out. I like it.
And that's Drinks, Jokes, and Storytelling.
Last call.
Thanks for listening to Drinks, Jokes, and Storytelling.